Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Doug Llewellyn, and we're having a slight problem. We have a great guest who's lined up to chat with us, but unfortunately, we're having difficulty making contact with her. We had her on the line. She sounded fabulous, but for some reason or other, we're unable to make contact. So I'll tell you what, you're going to have to help me out. Her name is Theodora Unnan-Veneman. She's a fabulous, fabulous lady, highly accomplished, and she has great news for investors. But more importantly than that, she helps people buy properties in foreign lands, like in Luxembourg and in Germany and in the Netherlands. So let me just do a quick test. Give me 2 seconds here, okay? Hold on. Okay, thanks for holding on for 2 seconds. Our guest finally did make contact with us. As I was mentioning, we were having trouble making contact with her on the phone lines here, but she is back with us. Theodora Unnan-Veneman is with us. She's been our guest before, as you know. She is an outstanding licensed real estate broker in Orlando. She's the founder of Downtown Brokers. It's known as a full-service boutique real estate brokerage firm successfully investing in Florida real estate. She's been doing it for over 30 years. The real interesting thing about Theodora is she grew up in the Netherlands, and she knows that area, and Luxembourg, and she knows Germany, she knows Europe. And she has gotten into something that is really unique. She came to the U.S. highly educated. She studied law here in Florida. Came to Florida, by the way, first. Settled in Florida. Opened her real estate firm. And her specialty is helping people in foreign lands, like the Netherlands or Luxembourg or wherever, come to the United States to buy land. They don't have to come. She'll do it for them to buy property and invest in property in the United States. Conversely, if you're interested in investing in the Netherlands or in buying, you know, property in a foreign land in Europe, Germany, Luxembourg, wherever, Theodora can help you there too, because she knows all the ins and outs. She knows the tricks, and there are a lot of tricks of the trade when you talk about buying property in a foreign country that you're not at all familiar with. We've talked with Theodora numerous times. She's a great guest, and she's back with us again today, and thank goodness she's on the line. She's listening to us. Theodora, hi, how are you today? You're back in Florida. The last time we talked with you, you were in Amsterdam. Today you're in Florida, so welcome back home. How are you?
Well, that's jet-setting these days. I'm back in sunny Florida. Yes, I am.
Good for you. All right. For folks who have not heard you talk before or who have not heard your full story, I'm going to run through a couple of questions for you so that we begin to get the idea of exactly what it is you do. And as I mentioned at the outset, you have your own boutique brokerage firm in Orlando. Tell me a little bit about the firm itself there. I have some great questions to ask about it, by the way. Tell me about, describe the firm for me. You've been very, very successful. Why is that? What do you do?
I'd love to tell you more, Doug. Yes, this real estate firm, my little boutique firm, caters to affluent foreign investors or out-of-state investors, for that matter. We live the dream ourselves, and we sell the dream. It's what we do every single day of the year. And yes, we are diverse. We have clients from around the globe that come to us for assistance in America.
As you put it, you sell the American dream. It's easy maybe to describe that when you're in Amsterdam talking to a customer over there who might be interested in investing in the United States and investing in property, not stocks we're talking about. But when you describe for them the American dream, what do you tell them? How do you pitch the American dream? Because I think it's really kind of neat. Tell me about that.
Well, Doug, I need to pitch nothing. They know They know what America has to offer. They frequently visit America, and they want some of it. So all I do is assist them achieving what I have. They want what I have, and they already know work hard, delivers, being able to play hard. And I'm able to give that to them. I love to travel the world as they do. Love to visit new locations in the world as I do. I'm able to come and go where I want, and so do they want to do that. They want that freedom. They want the American freedom. And they want the American lifestyle. So I am really becoming their life coach in anything and everything they do across the pond.
You know, you say a life coach, and they want the American lifestyle. For someone who has never been to the Netherlands, I mean, I've been to Europe many times, to Europe, many different cities, but not the Netherlands. I've never been to Luxembourg either. But is the lifestyle here dramatically different from what it is where you grew up in the Netherlands, for example?
Oh, Doug, it is dramatically different. Absolutely. European lifestyle. Here it goes. Well, the train runs on time. It runs at certain hours. Lunch is between 12 and 2. Oh, my God, if you missed it, you're just going hungry till dinner. And things are very structured. Tiny country, lots of cars, lots of traffic jams. You have to plan around the traffic jams. That's what we do all day. No wonder these people get all stressed out sitting behind the wheel because they're not going anywhere. They're just sitting there. Yes, they depend on public transportation. And no, if they have a nice, fancy car, they keep it in the garage at all time because they wouldn't want anything to happen to it. They drive it in traffic. Someone's going to say, wow, I want what they have. And trouble exists. So we just plan things entirely differently than we do in America. Lifestyle, Florida lifestyle, shopping, eating, dining all day, playing golf all year. Well, playing golf all year, no. The golf course just opened up again in the Netherlands for the summer, yes.
You know, listening to you talk about sitting in traffic jams, I thought you were describing Florida. They have a lot of traffic jams in Orlando and Miami and, you know, Fort Pierce and all over Florida, right?
The trouble with traffic jams in Holland, they don't move.
Yeah.
You sit there for an hour just sitting.
Okay. All right.
That's
interesting to hear you say that. I mean, those are very good points you bring out. So I can see why, and of course you show. Yeah, I've seen the video of your, you know, your pitch that you show folks in Florida. I mean, not in Florida, but in the Netherlands and in Europe, because you have pictures of a lot of the properties that you represent for sale in the Orlando, in Florida, in general. And boy, oh boy. You really have some great mansions and beautiful, beautiful homes that you show them. I can certainly understand why any client in Europe looking at would drool at these homes. One thing is interesting. What is about the price? Let's talk about prices. Are homes, how do they compare in price to homes in Florida? Are they a lot more expensive? Are they about the same or not as much? How would you answer that?
Well, Doug, and what's amazing, Holland is extremely expensive. It's an extremely wealthy country, and with that comes extremely expensive pricing on cars, with all the extra taxes that go on top, the fuel, with all the extra taxes that go on top of it, and homes. If we have a home, we are doing it by the meter, and we live in small places. We have small bathrooms, small living rooms, small homes for a heck of a lot of a price. And in America, they can have their three bedrooms, two baths, garage for two cars for a very, very reasonable price. I mean, $200,000 gets you a nice home on the golf course or off, whichever you prefer, with your own swimming pool. Well,
yeah.
That's an exception to the rule in the Netherlands. Besides, you better have skates ready if you want to use the pool at all. But that's neither here nor there. Everything's big, cheap, compared to the Netherlands. Much so.
Okay, so the houses are a lot smaller there, and they are very expensive as well. Does the average person, are they able to buy a home in Europe, or do most of them rent? Is that a good question or not? They do.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Interesting.
Most of them rent, and they don't know any difference. They rent and their entire lives. And that's what happens. Maybe 40% owns, and the other 60% owns their homes to rent out to those who can't afford to buy. How could you possibly afford to buy if it's that expensive per meter, square foot, whichever it is? It's a very expensive, period.
So the average customer then who would see these pictures that you show, and they really are gorgeous properties, no question about that. I can see why they would drool at the opportunity. Obviously, they would have to be fairly affluent in order to order these. Well, you have to be affluent here to buy those homes, but over there, equally more affluent, probably have more money to spend. I know that you describe your team as the dream team. It's not just you; it's your team. Describe the dream team for me. What are they? Why are they so great? And what all do they do? What are the services they provide?
Well, a lot goes into buying real estate, as you know, and most people that listen know. A lot goes into it, and especially when you come from abroad. First of all, you have the home; you choose the home. But then, how do you put that on the map? Yes, you can buy, but how do you buy? Is your intention to rent it out or not? Is your intention to maybe eventually live that American dream and come here? Could be. Not all like that. Not all think it's achievable, but we can make that happen. Our dream team consists of lawyers that came from outside the United States of America, CPAs that came from outside the United States of America, and so they associate immediately with our clientele. There's that instant trust. Because we did it ourselves. We live the dream, we sell the dream. And there it starts. One stop shop.
I know you put yourself in their shoes and you do everything from soup to nuts. Do you? Here's an interesting thought. When they come here, when they're investing in a property, are they using money that they have acquired or loans that they have arranged for in Europe? Or do they come here and then work with banks here in order to buy property in Florida? What's the normal procedure from that aspect, the financial aspect?
Sure, good question.
Maybe they don't even need banks at all. Maybe they have the cash and they can put down. I don't know. What's the story?
This is what they do. They earn. They're very successful in the Netherlands. They earn that extra capital that they can put into American real estate and maybe even an American business. Or maybe their business in America. So it always starts with their money. Will they eventually borrow some local money? Maybe. But as a foreigner getting a loan in America, it gets very complicated, very cumbersome, and very involved with paperwork. And most of them do not choose to go that route.
Some of them also have businesses, and the home might be being purchased under a corporate structure. And you are really very well versed in how to help them in that aspect of the purchase, because sometimes you actually take a role in helping to run the businesses that they set up. At least that's what I understand. Am I right?
Yes, you're absolutely right, Doug. What they do is they might start with a home. Hey, the Florida dream. They visit the mouse, they buy a house. That's where they start. And then, if that's possible, maybe we want to eventually have Johnny in school in America. Yes, maybe. Maybe we want to set up Johnny in business in America. Could be. And that's when we have the immigration coming in. We have a much wider scope, and we put the home and the other real estate in a corporation, in a trust, whatever may fit the Dutch tax structure best. Because the Netherlands and United States of America have a beautiful tax treaty that favors investment in the other country. Americans in the Netherlands and Netherlands people in America. And, of course, on top of that, we have Florida with more favorable tax rule than any other state in the United States.
You know, I love your tagline, visit the mouse, being, of course, Disney World, visit the mouse, buy a house. That's fabulous. That's wonderful. And a lot of people do exactly that, visit the mouse and buy a house. Tell me a little bit about, from your perspective, well, you know, it's something else we really ought to point out. You do all these things to help foreign purchasers acquire property here in the United States. Do you do the same thing for people in Florida or here in the U.S. who want to acquire property in the Netherlands or in Germany or Luxembourg or wherever? Do you do the same
Absolutely.
Thing?
Absolutely. It goes both ways. Whichever country has a tax treaty with the Netherlands, United States, has that advantage. Now, not all countries have that. Belgium does not have that tax treaty, so they cannot take advantage of that. But the Netherlands certainly does, and it's widely used. That's why so much American companies you can find in the Netherlands, which is an amazing thought. American companies investing in the Netherlands. And yes, the Netherlands is booming, as a matter of fact. It's just a bit cold.
Is that the key company that not company but country that you're talking about? It's in the Netherlands,
yes.
And it's not Luxembourg, it's not Germany, it's not France, but the Netherlands. They really are unique in the tax structure that they have and the connection or the relationship with the United States.
Well, Doug, look at it this way: John Adams, remember that name? 1672
sure.
came to the Netherlands
sure.
from America,
okay.
getting a loan okay. for the United States of America. The budget was $10 million. Yes, in those years. Amazing. $10 million was the total budget. Came to the Netherlands, got the $10 million, and that's why so many Dutch investors and also the Kingdom of the Netherlands has so much property in New York City. Look around your window, and you will see. So that is exactly why.
A lot of people don't know much about the Netherlands. What are some of the cities? What are some of the places where people from the U.S. purchase land over there? Fill me in a little bit.
Well, the Netherlands is a tiny country, has 11 provinces, 17 million people in total, like one quarter of the size of Florida, and then the same amount of people, and they
yeah.
go visit Amsterdam. Amsterdam is the capital of the Netherlands. It happens to be located in Holland, and that's why, for Pete's sake, people call the Netherlands Holland. It's only one province of 11. But Amsterdam is a widely used location. It has tax advantages. It has a tax-free zone. That's why a lot of American companies are there trading their goods, take advantage of the European Union trade advantages, tax advantages, and transport advantages, rather than is the largest harbor in the world. Guess why? A lot of the tulips and flowers come from Colombia, go to Amsterdam to get traded on the auction at 4 a.m. every morning, then go back on an airplane to Orlando. And the next day, you'll find them at Publix.
Wow. Name some of the other locations, cities in the Netherlands that would be
sure.
worth considering if somebody wanted to buy property, have a vacation place to go to. What else other than Amsterdam?
The Hague is beautiful. And, of course, the beach town, hopping beach town of Scheveningen. And then we go Hoek van Holland. And we call up the coast. And the beaches are beautiful if you can stand the cold water. But the beaches are beautiful. Then we have, of course, Zandvoort. Zandvoort is the location of the Formula One racetrack. It's on the beach. It's in the dunes, as a matter of fact, and it will be the future place for Formula One in Europe. Amazingly
wow.
so. Very good place to invest. Yeah, look at all that business coming to Zandvoort. Old track
you
in
say
Europe.
Does the water stay cold even in the summer over there? It's pretty cold?
Well, the amazing thing is that we have the warm Gulf Stream. Yeah, crazy but true, coming from the Caribbean, going
yeah.
by the Netherlands coast. So, in fact, no, I'm just being facetious because the Florida water obviously is warmer. However,
oh, yeah.
the Caribbean stream goes all the way by the Netherlands and the Netherlands coastline, which makes it very good and pleasant to be on the beach. Just not in the winter.
Well, it's neat you point that out because, I mean, there's some places here in the United States you would think would be where the water would be nice warm all year round. But for example, everybody looks at Malibu in California. But, you know, the water's always cold in Malibu. It never gets really warm
always.
In Malibu.
That's right.
Yeah, always cold. You're right. You got to wear a diving suit or something like that in order to go surfing, unless you can just stand really cold water. Certainly nothing like Florida or the beaches along the Atlantic from the Carolinas through Georgia and south, even during the summer up there in Maryland in that area. Malibu is totally different. Some other things, your background, by the way, we should point that out. It's kind of interesting. Your story is remarkable because you came here as a young lady. You had been highly educated in the Netherlands where you grew up, and you told your dad you were going to come over here. What did he think when you told him you wanted to come to the United States? And you had studied law. You could have had a great career as a lawyer. A lot of times people say, well, why did she leave the Netherlands as educated, as you were? Why did you come here?
Yes. Well, law wasn't enough for me. I could have been a lawyer. I would have been a practicing lawyer. But then that's also where my world would end. No, I wanted more. I decided I wanted to start a company. Well, where would I start a company? And doing what? So I decided I'd come to America and broaden my horizon, which is exactly the reason why my Dutch clients come to America. Same reason. So we have a lot in common. Come to America, and I see the dream in front of me. I say, now I need an education in Florida. So I go to UF Law and further my education in order for me to start a business in America and helping people do the same thing. After my law school, I opened my shop, and I'm doing exactly the same thing as I started in 1981. Same thing, helping people achieve that dream.
Same thing. Interesting. Do you find, and I know you really pitch the American dream to those who are in the Netherlands and other European cities, but you represent buyers in Florida who are looking for a home as well, don't you? I mean, you are a full-service brokerage firm that, you cater to anybody who wants a home, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Or a business or land or warehousing. Correct.
How do you answer the question of why somebody should go see you rather than, because there are lots of brokers, there are real estate brokers all over the state of Florida. But the fact that you're a beautiful lady and very smart, what other reasons should they come see you guys and your dream team?
Well,
how do you answer that?
One short answer is the dream team. When you are coming from another country with other laws and another legal structure, you need to associate yourself with the local rules. Now, you can either do it yourself, miss and hit and miss, or you can take an expert. And I have that expertise. I and my team, we have the expertise. We cater to any person that is willing to actually make a success happen in America. We do all the legal work, estate work, all those questions come up. Business, corporation, how do we fit the corporation to the tax structure that they have in their country, whichever it may be, Belgium, Germany, Netherlands, or France? It does not matter. We do everything. So I'm not just like the next broker making sales. I don't do sales. My clients are very educated. They know exactly what they want, how they want it, and I am there to wrap it in the pretty paperwork with a big bow on it.
Boy, you sounded so great. When you're pitching the American dream to people who've never been to Florida in these other countries, how do you pitch Florida? What do you tell them that makes it so great, so appealing to live here and to invest in Florida? How do you pitch it?
I heard you say it. Visit amounts, buy a house. There's number one. And Florida simply has warm sunshine, oceans all around, palm trees, and golf all year. Well, golf all year. Golf is an affluent sport in the Netherlands. Here, anybody plays golf. There, you have to have a license to play golf. Yes, you have to have a score to play golf, mind you. And then they see that they can play all year round. They come just to play golf. And that's why Florida. Plus, Florida has even added tax benefits. So there's no choice. You can be here all year round.
That's a big point. The tax, number one, there's no state tax in Florida.
Correct.
That would be a huge pitch to them, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, especially since they are paying an extremely high tax rate in the Netherlands on everything they do everything they own and everything they have and are building, then to hear that Florida has no income tax is stunning to them. They usually are looking at me like, am I hearing you right? Yes, you are.
You know, you talk about golf, too. I understand that there are more than 1,500, that's 1,500 golf courses in Florida. Is that right?
Yeah, well, even more. It's around Orlando alone, 1,500. So you can be at any golf course at any time. Yes.
Well, I know you can play golf in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I know you can do that on putt-putt courses and things of that nature. But, boy, that's a lot. You know, it's easy to pitch Florida. Let's face it. There are so many good things. There are a lot of people in Florida, too, though. You know, you could say that's something that's not so great about it. But anyway, the weather and all the advantages, no question about that. But I guess the really big role, you by the way, I know you speak to groups in Europe. You talk to organizations. You explain to them all the advantages. You're a very in-demand public speaker. You are a real role model for women. What message for women do you have for those who would like to follow in your footsteps and you know, come to a foreign land and really make a total success of yourself? Because you've done it all. What kind of message do you have for young ladies in that category?
Young ladies, I tell them, go the extra mile. Success is only overcoming failure. Don't think it's all roses out there. No, it's not. And first of all, get more education. Get more education on top of whatever you have and make yourself special. Get that added knowledge and no fear. Absolutely no fear. Celebrate diversity. Be everywhere. And when you work hard, you can play hard. And it comes with passion. You have a passion for something particular, then stick with that and put that into your life and keep it in your life. Passion carries a lot of weight, and it carries you through difficult situations, and we step into the passion of our clients. We have that same passion. We step into their roles, and that's why we can make them successful. Because after all, remember, they were successful to begin with, otherwise they couldn't make it out to America. And it's the same with women. Go the extra mile. And be fearless.
No, you're an example of someone who really is living the American dream. Have you done everything you wanted to, or do you still have things you want to achieve that you haven't gotten to yet? Like, for example, I know you're a pilot. You've taken flying lessons. You're a pilot. You fly airplanes. What else would you like to do that you haven't yet done? Or have you done it all?
Well, I haven't made all women successful yet, so I got lots of work to do. I want to be the life coach to the next group of women that think they may have reached the end all and can't grow any further. Oh, no, there is way more to life. And why don't you step out of your comfort zone, take on a new project for the year, and go for it. Like Nike
Great
said,
advice.
Just do it.
Just do it. Just do it. Theodora, you are, you know, you're a charm to talk to. You're an amazing woman. It's always very inspirational to hear you because, as I point out, you've really seemingly done it all. Everything you set out to do, you have managed to do, and you have done it greatly, to say the least. It's been a pleasure having you with us. You'll be back again next week. Our guest has been Theodora Unikin-Venema. You can learn more about her by going to her website, folks, a great website called Theodora Orlando. @gmail.com. Well, that's your web. No, that's your email address. You don't want that. Your website is downtownbrokers.com. Downtownbrokers.com to learn more about Theodora and her firm, Downtown Brokers. Theodora, thanks. We're out of time. It's been great having you as a guest. Talk to you again soon. Okay.
Thanks, Doc. Always great.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much. That's it, everybody. Hope you learned something about this. Theodora is great.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.
Well, that'll do it for now. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next time, everybody. Till then, take care of yourself and have a great day. Bye for now.